Welcome to the Startup Fashion Do It Your Way podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Giordano, the founder of Startup Fashion. Having started in this industry 2 decades ago, over the years, I watched how the fashion industry laid down rules that were misleading, exclusive, and discouraging. I watched independent fashion brand owners walk away from their budding businesses because they couldn't figure out how to make it work for them. I launched Startup Fashion to show independent fashion designers that they can and should ignore the rules and do things their own way. And I've made it my mission to help aspiring and newly launched fashion brand owners to build businesses that actually succeed, whatever success looks like for them. Listen in as I teach independent brand owners how to build profitable businesses their way. Hello, hello, fashion business owners. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about cross promotion and how it can help you to reach a new audience for your fashion brand. So in order for your brand to grow, you need to bring it new customers who are interested in your designs. I know this is obvious, but it's not always obvious how to do that. And one great way is to strategically use cross promotion. Using cross promotion to reach a new audience is an excellent strategy for finding new people and encouraging them to check out everything you have to offer. And I promise you, this is so much more than doing a giveaway. Okay, so what is cross promotion exactly? Cross promotion occurs when two or more brands collaborate on advertising to help extend the customer base and reach of all the brands involved. Cross promotion should occur between brands that have a similar target audience, but that offer different products. Typically, none of the brands charge the other or others for their advertising efforts. Instead, the benefit is in promoting each other and taking advantage of that extended customer connection. So how do you use cross promotion effectively for your fashion brand? Let's talk about this. Number one, know your target audience. I know you hear this all the time, but honestly, in order to have an effective cross promotion partnership, you have to know your target audience. Who are you marketing your products to? Because you want a partnership with a company that has a very similar target audience as your own. So for example, if you're creating athletic wear, you might want to cross promote with a company that offers other types of gear to those same athletes. Or if you make children's clothing, you might want to partner with a brand that offers toys or other products that parents use on a regular basis. The better you know your target audience, the better you can identify a brand to cross promote with that makes the most sense for having a successful partnership. Okay, number two. You need to identify your goals. Before you can begin any type of marketing campaign, honestly, this isn't just about cross promotion, but for the purposes of this discussion, it is. You need to know your goals for that campaign. How will you measure the extended brand awareness and reach that you hope to create with this cross promotion? Now, this depends on what kind of cross promotion you decide to do. Just don't skip it, okay? It really determines if an ongoing partnership with this brand is a good idea for your business and theirs. Number three, choose the ideal cross-promotion partner. So there are several things you need to consider when choosing your cross-promotion partner. Number one, what are their values, right, as a brand? Do they fit with yours? Remember that you are aligning your brand with theirs, so you want to make sure you feel good about that. Number two is, does your target audience have a strong overlap? If not, it's the wrong fit. Number three, how much of a reach does the other brand have? So a partnership between two brands with a similar reach will have the best odds of benefiting both brands, but that doesn't mean that you can't partner with brands that have a larger following or a smaller following. A partnership with a brand that has a wider following than yours or a wider reach than yours may be more of a benefit to your brand, but that doesn't mean you don't have something to offer them in exchange and vice versa. So just make sure that there's good opportunity for both partners to reach whatever their specific goals are for this partnership. And then lastly, make sure that there aren't the same products offered by both brands. That can make things kind of complicated and it could later really interfere with the partnership. Okay, number four, consider how you want to approach the partnership. So there are several types of cross promotions that could benefit both businesses. So first thing to think about would be promoting one another on social media. So consider the platforms that you're both already using. Don't try to you know, get started on a new platform. Like if you've never been on TikTok, don't make this cross promotion a TikTok thing, because you really want to reach your target audience where you already know they are and where you've already been connecting with them, so that you can drive them to the other brand. And you want the other brand to be doing the same thing, being on a platform that they're already using, where they've already have that connection with their people, so they can drive them over to your brand. Then you want to use the platform that you choose to share information about each other's businesses, right? So you might share content about sales that they're having, or offer link to one another's sites, right? Like you might want to interview each other about your businesses, whatever it is. The whole point of this is tapping into the social platform that you're using and promoting each other there. Another option is to guest blog. This, I know, doesn't always feel like it has the most impact immediately, but guest blogging is part of SEO, search engine optimization. And that is really a long game in marketing. It's not something you tend to see immediately the benefits of, but over time, it does help to drive traffic to your site. So it is something worth doing. And if you can be guest blogging on other people's platforms, it's a really great way to start promoting into other people's audiences. So as a fashion brand owner, you can provide unique information and advice about, you know, styling an outfit or choosing the right fabrics and clothing for specific activities, or maybe you're a sustainability expert. Like think about what you can contribute and have your partner post that content on their blog and link back to your website or your Instagram or wherever. And then you have them do the same for your blog. Another option is to host a shared promotion. So you see this most often in the form of a giveaway, but you could also come together to like create a themed bundle or something like that. This does not have to be giving product away. I see that all the time when brands think about cross promotion, they default to a giveaway. And giveaways can be powerful, but there's a whole strategy to them, and that's a whole other podcast. But don't feel like the only way to cross promote is to come together with a brand and give stuff away. Another option is to offer discounts to the other brand's audience. So you can offer a discount to the brand you're partnering with for those who check out with your store, and then vice versa. So it's not specifically like for everyone, but it's the kind of thing where you set up your post-purchase email strategy. And in that, you're introducing your customers to this other brand they might like and giving them a little something if they want to shop there too. And then lastly, an idea is to create content together. So you might want to host an Instagram Live that features both partners' products, or maybe you want to create some kind of video that showcases your designs being worn by people using your partner's items. Like it really depends on what you make and what your partner makes, but you can create content that showcases both. And you can even simply write a thoughtful email to your audience telling them about this other brand and why you think they'll love it. You know, something like that is so powerful because, you know, hopefully it's honest. You're partnering with this brand because you truly believe that your audience would like what they have to offer. And simply sending an email, introducing the brand, the story behind the brand, why you think that your audience would really love them. And if you know the founders, something about the founder, that kind of thing, that can be really, really powerful. Okay. Number five, approach and negotiate with your partner. So you want to approach your cross-promotion partner and discuss the arrangement that you would like to have. Now remember, your cross-promotional partner wants to know that partnering with you will benefit their business too. So talk to your partner about what types of benefits they would like to get from the promotion. Ask them, what is their focus or their goal for the next quarter of business, right? So what are you focusing on in Q2? Or what are your goals for Q2? When you do this, you start to get some clarity on where they are putting their efforts, so you can come up with a cross-promotional collaboration that works for them as much as it does for you. So like maybe you are focused on growing your Instagram engagement, but they're really focused in Q2 on growing their email list. So what is this promotion going to look like so that their email list grows and your Instagram engagement grows? So whatever the cross-promotion is that you put together, it needs to address both of these goals. So be prepared to keep talking and figuring out an arrangement that fits both businesses. Okay, and now finally, number six, track the success of your partnership. So make sure you have processes in place for tracking the success of the cross promotion that you are putting together. So keep in mind that, you know, success will depend on your initial goals and those of your partner when you created this partnership. You know, were you hoping to get more Instagram followers? Is that how you were going to measure impact and reach? Were you hoping to increase sales of a specific item? Were you hoping to add a certain number of new email subscribers? You know, make sure you track what business comes to your brand through this partnership or the content that you're creating or, you know, whatever it is. And again, by business, I'm not necessarily referring to sales. It's based on these goals that you set up, right? And when you're talking about collaboration, it's a really powerful way to drive reach for your business. Yes, conversion can happen, you know, conversion to sales, that's great too. But I always recommend starting with a partnership that just helps you tap into a new audience and start building relationships. And maybe the conversion is getting on your email list or the conversion is following you on Instagram. It's not necessarily a sale. So it can differ. I'm not saying having sales as your goal is a bad thing, but just remember that there are other goals that can be very, very helpful to you as a business when you cross promote. Whatever you decide to do with your tracking, just make sure that you are tracking what you're doing. And you may want to do that even by, you know, using if you're going to do promotional codes, like that kind of thing, have a specific code for this partner. Or if it's not that kind of thing and it's something else altogether, maybe you've created content and you put it on a specific landing page or a page that can be tracked. This is the traffic for this specific piece of content. And that's a way of tracking. Or maybe it has to do with your Instagram insights and you can see how many views you had on that particular video or whatever it is you did versus what you normally have. So just making sure that you have that set up. Okay, there you go. These are tips for creating a cross-promotional strategy to reach a new audience and grow your business. I hope you're excited to take action on what you learned. If you found this helpful and you're currently prioritizing improving your marketing strategy in your fashion business, head over to startupfashion.com/free resource to download my Marketing Made Simple workbook. That's a guide and there's an audio lesson to really help you create a strategy that works for you. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, in fact, enjoy it, please subscribe, rate, and review. I appreciate your support more than you know. And if you'd like more helpful advice and encouragement for growing and scaling your fashion business, head over to levelup.fashion and learn more about how I can help you do just that. And if you're new to being a business owner and haven't yet launched, check out startupfashion.com for all kinds of helpful advice. And let's connect on Instagram @startupfashion. I spend a lot of time over there. Until next time.